Hey folks, maybe you've heard that the PSLF program is going to be facing major changes for the months of May and June. Effectively, the PSLF program is going to be temporarily shut down in the months of May and June while the government does major overhauls for how they handle PSLF people. I'll tell you why they're doing it too, I think. First, let me tell you what the changes are. So essentially, the government is taking over PSLF processing from MOHELA. So MOHELA will no longer be in charge of the PSLF program after essentially July. What's going to happen is to transition everything over from MOHELA to the government is essentially taking over all the PSLF processing and putting a pause in place on processing all PSLF stuff while they move everything over from MOHELA's website to the student aid website. So they have a couple of recommendations for people. One is to save your progress or take some screenshots on the MOHELA website just to verify that your payment counts before everything transitions over. What's going to happen is they want to build a centralized student aid federal website portal for all PSLF people to track everything about the program. So that's the purpose of what they're doing, theoretically, is to bring over everything for PSLF into one specific spot. But I'm going to tell you the secret real reason they're doing this, okay? FedLoan did a terrible job managing PSLF. People were really frustrated, right? And then what happened? Everybody went over from FedLoan to MOHELA, which is also, from a lot of people's opinions, hasn't done a great job of managing the PSLF program. Now, remember the cancellation court case in front of the Supreme Court? What plaintiff did Republicans who control the state of Missouri sue on behalf of, because MOHELA was ruled by the Supreme Court to be an instrument of the state of Missouri? So what is the real thing going on right here? The real thing going on right here is MOHELA has been shown to be this instrumentality or this company that Republicans are able to use to try to block the Biden administration's student loan initiatives. So what happens if the Biden administration wanted to get rid of MOHELA to take that off the table to stop them from being an obstacle on the things that they want to accomplish for student loan cancellation? Well, the problem is MOHELA is managing all the PSLF stuff. So MOHELA managing all the PSLF stuff makes them essentially unfireable while they're doing that, because they would be managing all this stuff that, you know, the Biden administration can't afford to lose to rack up a lot of PSLF successes, which is something that's really critical to them as they show that they are managing the student loan program better than their predecessor who they're running against in this 2024 election. So essentially, what I think is really going on is the Biden administration is planning to fire MOHELA, but they cannot do that until they take away the critical functions that MOHELA currently does, because right now, they're unfireable. So essentially, that is the real thing going on right now. If the Biden administration wins a second term, they will absolutely do everything they can to get rid of MOHELA. And then Republicans might not have somebody to sue on behalf of to stop cancellation. So that is what I think is really going on here. You always, with student loans, have to look beneath the surface level and say, well, what's the real motivation behind all this? And what is the real end game involved? For PSLF borrowers, the good news is you're not going to be negatively impacted by this, except for people that would have gotten forgiveness like in May or June. If you would have gotten forgiveness in May or June, your long-term impact won't be negative. You just will have to wait to get that processing to happen. So you have to wait for everything to transition over to the government, portal, and you have to wait for all that processing to resume again in July, and then your payment counts will get updated, your forgiveness will get processed, and know that if you have any extra payments, those will be refunded to you. That if you make any payments over the 120 that you're supposed to make, the government will refund those payments to you. So that's something important to know. I think this is the clearest sign ever that the Biden administration is planning to get rid of MOHELA permanently because of their massive initiative that they're about to unveil, by the way, which is going to say that you can cancel student debt for any hardship whatsoever. And basically any hardship whatsoever as determined by the Secretary of Education. And so they need to be able to do this in mass in 2025 before the student loan tax bomb goes back into effect in 2026 when the American Rescue Plan expires. That's the provision that allows forgiveness to be tax-free. Now, that's not the case for PSLF. PSLF is always tax-free. It will always be tax-free after 2026 as well. But you have to think about what is the holistic plan. It's not, student loans are very rarely just, how does this impact just PSLF? It's, how does this impact the whole slew of policy priorities the Biden administration's got planned for student loans, because the people that work on the student loans in the Biden administration are always way ahead of the people that are trying to oppose them. They're very good and careful about planning. So for those that just joined, essentially the clip notes of this is that Mohila is getting fired from doing PSLF stuff. There's still going to be a servicer. Your loans will still be at Mohila, but your PSLF progress going forward will be fully tracked at studentaid.gov. And so that studentaid.gov/PSLF that you're currently using to certify your status and everything, that's probably going to get a lot more robust. And they essentially want to put things on pause for the months of May and June so they can work on making all that processing and all that, you know, reporting on your data being transitioned over to the new federal website. A couple people were asking, like, should I recertify my PSLF now? Yes, I don't think it's urgent. I don't think it's necessary. Like, I don't think that you will hurt yourself if you don't, just to be clear. But there's zero reasons why I would personally not suggest certifying your PSLF now just to see if you can't get a little bit more credit certified before it moves over, just in case. And so, yeah, somebody just said, I just made my 120th payment. This stinks. It's going to get held up. It will, but keep in mind that anybody that was going to get forgiveness between now and July, there's still tons of time before the end of the Biden administration, whether he wins a second term or not, for you to get PSLF and not have to worry about stuff. And just to be clear, a lot of people, I've seen a lot of fears about what happens if Trump wins with PSLF. You shouldn't worry about that either, because the reasons for low levels of PSLF approvals in the 2016 to 2020 timeframe during the Trump administration was pretty much entirely because that there was FFEL loans that didn't qualify that needed to be consolidated to qualify. People didn't do that, and so therefore, because most people didn't have direct loans until 2010 to 2012, you know, people just didn't qualify because you had to have 120 payments on direct loans, right? So I'm not worried about PSLF under the Trump administration in terms of people getting it, so you shouldn't be scared about that. The big thing to think through is just this transition from Mohila to the Student Aid website. It's going to be messy. Student loan stuff is usually really messy. It takes a while to get it sorted out, but you know, it always does generally get sorted out. Some people are hoping for administrative forbearances with this transition. I would not count on that. It's possible, but I would not count on it. And the reason for that is simply because this is just taking over PSLF processing. Mohila is still covering doing your payments. You're still recertifying via, like Mohila. Mohila is still debiting your bank account. So there's nothing associated with processing PSLF recertification that causes you to be put in an administrative forbearance. So I would not be hoping for that. If it happens, great, but I would not anticipate that that would happen for anybody. So if you have any questions about this major transition with the PSLF program from Mohila to Student Aid, let us know. But yeah, I think that we're just seeing yet another battle in the student loan wars about cancellation. And I think the long-term plan is for the government to take over a lot more of the student loan operations that servicers handle, because the government wants a lot more just centralized power over student loans to make this process smoother for borrowers, because it hasn't been smooth for borrowers. So it kind of makes sense, but you also have to think about, like, what are the underlying motivations? And it's just going to be that we're going to see yet another battle over cancellation, legal battle, that is. And this next election is going to have a lot of implications on, you know, how all this stuff shakes out with student loans and different policies that people are putting forward. So if you have any questions about the transition for PSLF, put them in the comments. Thank you all for watching, and thank you for following Student Loan Planner.